Welcome. You're listening to Soul Deep, and this is for anyone that is in the thick of their ascensions, just spiritually awakening, or trying to discover who they are, that are in the pursuit of living their best life. And I want you to know that I am with you every single step of the way, here to help you make sense of your spiritual dance as you navigate the highs and lows of your ascensions. I'm your host, Kelly Webb. Let's do this. Hello and welcome to the Soul Deep podcast. I am your host, Kelly Webb, aka the Gypsy Mama, and I am so excited to give you this episode. I just literally sitting here in my towel on my bed. I did a quick setup. You know when you get a download in a shower? Sometimes you just got to capture it. I've just had the most amazing morning, the most gnarliest meditation. I need to speak about it. Because one, I've hit over 300,000 on Facebook. Celebrating the fuck out of that. Just woke up to that. Also woke up to one of my reels nearly hitting 1 million views. I'm like, what is going on? Shit is blowing up. I'm completely here for it. And then as I was reflecting my deep gratitude, which I do every morning, I was looking at all my clients this week, how they've transitioned, how they've grown, how they're owning who they are, stepping in their power, sharing their message, their magic, the souls that they are saving. Oh, just so deeply activated this morning. And then I had the most coolest meditation vision of my life, and I need to talk about it because this is what this podcast is going to be about, the legacy that you leave. Like, imagine if you could actually see what the legacy was, and that's what I got to see. So I'm a clairvoyant, medium, psychic, all the things, you know. I do light codes, I'm Reiki, Sachem, Karuna Master, like I'm all the things, all the energy, all the healing, all the vibes, all the spiritual woo-woo. And laying in my meditation, and I've been talking a little bit about this lately, about the legacy that we leave and the impact that we have. And I did an MMM training. It's my Modern Mystic membership. It's $55 a month. Feel free to join if you choose. The link will be in the notes. And I was talking about the consistency of showing up, and I was saying how this reel is blowing up. Yeah, I've been showing up every day and the message hasn't changed for about 6 years. And it's just the vibe. And I was talking about how we affect people and how we don't even realize it. And then the meditation came in. And I'm probably going to get emotional, let's be real, because it was very deep for me to see. And by me sharing my message, my quotes, my words, the impact, or, you know, holding souls and saving souls. And, you know, I am very lucky with having over 300,000 followers on Facebook. I do get a lot of DMs. I can get up to 100 a day. And the thing is, look, I'm not the best at managing it, but I make sure it's always me doing the messages. I have a VA, but I don't let her do any messaging or any responses to any messages or DMs that come in on any platform. That's my thing. I like to be able to connect with my followers. It's really important to me to gauge where they are, and I like to know who you are. Like, it's really important for me in my world to know my followers and support them as best I can. So some days I can get up to 100 DMs, and it can be overwhelming. I have to batch times to be able to go through and respond to them. Most people that are in my world understand that I'm that person, and they know sometimes it'll be 3 days for a response. Sometimes it's immediate. It depends on where I am and what's going on. But I make sure I allocate time. I do not open those messages unless I am able to respond in that moment, because what gets happens, I'll open it, we'll get lost, I'll get a phone call, I'll get a message, someone want to book in, and then bang, gone. So I make sure I kind of shut everything down and focus on those messages because they are very important to me. And I get to see the impact that I have sometimes, where they'll say to me, you know, I'll get a DM saying, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. Here comes the emotions. You know, you've helped me get through my cancer. Thank you so much. Every day I've checked your page. Like, it's soul-rattling stuff, and it rocks you to your core. And I'm beyond thankful and grateful that these women are in my world, because 95% of my followers are women, that they feel that they get inspired by me. And it's something that I don't take lightly. I hold it very near and dear to my heart, and I understand that that's my mission upon the earth, and you know, I am the messenger, I am the strength, I am the inspiration, I am the voice when they can't speak. I understand all of that. It's taken me a lot of time to own that part of my journey and who I am. But to go through a meditation, and they were showing me all of these different lives that were unfolding, and what triggered it was, I had a reading the other week, and powerful and amazing, And the lady was saying to me, "You save lives." And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, I know." Because I see the DMs. I see, you know, I see an element of the scale of what I get to, you know, how I help and what I do. "No, no, you save lives." And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, I know." Like, it was just like, I understand. Like, "No." And she was really like riding my soul when she was saying these third time, "You save lives. There wouldn't be people on this earth if you didn't show up. You don't understand the impact that you're having." And I'm kind of, "Yeah, yeah, I know, I understand." And then I just burst into tears because I do see those DMs. And I don't know how many times I've sat next to my husband on a Sunday morning when he's home. And I'm like, "I'm going to read this to you. I need to share it because I keep all of this to myself and I hold these people. But I need to share it." And it'll be a DM saying, "I'm in stage 4 of cancer. You know, they've given me a month to live. I just want to let you know you got me to this moment. You have made me fight until this very moment. I still know I've got, you know, a month in me and I'm going to be on your page. And I just want to let you know, thank you for the inspiration. You were the person. You were the person that held me and, you know, supported me." And I'm reading these things to my husband, absolutely hyperventilating, crying, losing my, like, heaving, you know, rocking sort of stuff. And he's just looking at me with tears in the eyes going, "Fuck, Kel, this is huge." And we've done that multiple times. I don't know how many times, I can't even count. But there has been those moments. And she was like, "No, I can see an auditorium, like, bigger than that, of people that would not be here if it wasn't for you. You need to understand the scale of the work that you are doing in this world." And I'm not sharing this as in, like, "Look at me, I'm so fucking fabulous and wow, wow, wow." I'm sharing this as even in your light and who you are and the impact that you have. Because today in my meditation, I got to see how I affect people beyond that one person. In my meditation today, they showed me, and it was like a lineup of people. And I've kind of seen visions of this before and thankful that I get to see in the future. Sometimes not, but majority of the time, yes. And it was a lady coming into my Zen den from 2 years ago. And I remember most people. I remember faces really well. And I kind of remember the story. And they might say something in a certain tone. And then I'm like, "Oh, triggered. Here's the story." And my guides will show me movies about what happened and how I healed them and what I did. It was literally that sort of energy where it became movies. And one person would come in and they'd stand before me. And then I got to see, moving forward, the impact. But I got to see into their futures. And it rocked the fuck out of me. So I had a lady appear and she had some deep trauma, deep sexual trauma. Not going to go into it, can be a trigger for some people. And then I got to see how she was holding herself and she was rocking herself, and there was this massive sort of journey of self-love, and then showed me how she got to heal her daughter through healing herself, and then her daughter then had children and got to pass it on to their daughter. And then daughter moving forward. So there's four generations from that one woman from 2 years ago that I got to see the impact and how they were laughing and singing with their husbands and they were swirling their kids around in the park, you know, like movie shit. And I sat there going, fuck, that's the legacy that we do that we don't get to see. Sometimes in our lifetime we get to witness. We get to witness the greatness of stepping forward and sharing our light and sharing our voice and sharing our words. Sometimes, you know, we get to see the impact that we have, but majority of the time we don't. There is people in the wings that are too scared to message. There is thousands of people out there that, this is what they were showing me in my mind, thousands of people out there that are moving forward and chasing their dreams and stepping into their light. Now, if you're in my world, you're one of those people that create impact in this world. I know it in my heart. That's why you're in my world. You know it as well. You know that you're one of those people that had dreams when you were a little girl that was had stars as big as the sky. Like you could see and you knew. You saw yourself on stage. You saw yourself performing. You saw yourself doing great things in this world. Absolutely. My mission upon this earth is to push you towards those things. That's what I do. I push you towards those things, make you believe in yourself, inspire you to step in your power, to step in your light and be the impact that you are here to create. It's not by accident our paths cross. It's not by accident you're listening to this podcast right now. None of it is by accident. It's all in divine timing and divine light. But you are here to do big shit in this world. If you're in my world, I know that. I've seen it day in and day out with the thousands and thousands of women that have crossed my path. You're hard, here to blaze your own trail. You're here to do things differently. You're here to create impact in this world and change it for the better. You're here to, but whether it's earth, animals, people, it doesn't matter. You're here to do something. It can be as simple as I was saying in the MMM live yesterday. It could be as simple as you being the person, which was one of the ladies that was in my membership, sitting on the desk and someone's about to go in for surgery. They have to check in somewhere. They're nervous, they're anxious, they're full of fear. And guess what they're greeted with? A beautiful light worker that is sitting on the desk. What a gift that is to hold that person in that moment and say, hey, I see you. You're going to be fine. It's all going to be beautiful. You get to check them in. You get to heal them with your light, your healing energy. You speak to them heart to heart, soul to soul, to say, you know what? In this moment, I know you're scared, but I'm with you. I'm holding you. I'm nurturing you. You're going to be okay. It's all okay. I'm with you. And you're the person. You're the person on that receptionist that gets to be that light for that person in that moment. What a gift that is. In that defining moment for that person that's going to have surgery, whether it's their first, whether it's their last, it doesn't even matter. It's life-altering. Any surgery is life-altering. It's changing your DNA, your blueprint is changing that scope of who you are, that you have to then do identity work, solar plex work to as a new sort of structure. Who am I now with this part missing or this part mended or this part healed? Who am I now? And you're the person that greets them. How beautiful is that? Whether someone's having a bad day and they come through your checkout and you smile at them. If you stay in your frequency of love and light, you can change the frequency of 75,000 people by being in a higher vibration. It's fucking huge. And in that moment for that lady that come in to check in to have a breast removed, a knee reconstruction, it doesn't even fucking matter. You're the calm. And then she goes on to believe in herself because, yeah, I will be fine. I can heal my knee. I can get up. I've raised from the ashes more times than I can count. This is just a little glitch in the system. And then I just keep on moving forward because you were the person that greeted her and said, hey, you're going to be fine. You're going to be amazing. This is a walk in the park for you. Whatever you feel, whatever your words, it doesn't matter. But you then get to see how she inspires others by, oh, yeah, I had a knee recon. And you get to see them gathering for lunch, an elderly lunch, ladies that have got a hip replacement or a knee replacement. And they're then telling about their beautiful story of their healing journey because you set the frequency before they even entered into that surgery. And then they're telling all their friends, oh my God, don't fear it. And guess what? That lady then passes on her feelings. And she sets intentions and the lady on the reception is a beautiful light thing and then it feeds on. So she had that lunch and five people had hip replacements. She radiated for those five people and those five people radiate for another five people. That's your fucking legacy. That's the impact that you have. Have you ever walked into a supermarket and just like, oh, something sparkly over there because that person's shiny? I'm that person. I walk into a supermarket because it's a mass sort of scale of people and I radiate my light out. If I've got it, I share it. I let it go. Out, off you go. If you need it, whatever. People stare at me, but I know they're not actually looking at me. They're just looking at my light and my frequency. And they stare at me because she's shiny. There's something in her that I want to take because it's all nice and bright and shiny. What a fucking gift to be in alignment, to be able to do that for people. You have more impact than you realize. You are here for massive shit. Step into your goddamn power. Heal yourself. Do the work. The work is showing up, journaling, doing the self-love, connecting with nature, meditating if you choose. Being inspiring, listening to motivational podcasts, doing things that your soul loves, walking down the beach, going for long lunch with your girlfriends, giggling with your kids. All of that is part of your inspiration and why you're here. Because you sit in a high frequency, guess what, everyone else around you. The amount of women that have come in my Zen Den that has then healed their home, their relationships with their partners, their kids, how they teach their kids to feel things and work through their emotions. It radiates out beyond what you can see. By one reading, one healing, one Reiki session, one intuitive session, one motivational session, one mentor session, one masterclass that I put out. Someone takes something. They always take something of a higher vibration, a higher frequency to inspire another. And then they walk into work. Oh my God, I just feel so good today. I'm just such on a high vibe. I don't even know what's going on because they did the masterclass last night and they started to own their power and they got to see inside their souls and they started to become an observer of their life and they started to question a few things and like, you know what? I'm fucking here to do some shit. I'm here to blow shit up. Who's coming along with me? I'm inspired. I'm ready. Let's go. This is going to be magic. They walk into work. They're vibing. Oh my God, I bought scones for everyone because I was just having such a good morning. I thought I'd pop through the shop. Bang, high vibe. Everyone in that workplace. High vibe again. They go home. They feel good. They fuck their husband stupid. They hug their kids tight. They're like, this is fucking amazing. And they go out. They dress up. They go out for a beautiful dinner. Guess what? They're feeling themselves when they walk in the restaurant. The shoulders are swinging. The ass is swinging. They're like, girl, I'm in the room. Do you see me right now? I'm feeling myself. I'm vibing over here. I feel fucking great. I did my makeup. I did my hair. I'm wearing a sexy dress. Let's fucking go. I'm ready to party. Amazing. That's how you inspire, radiate, and change the frequency. That is part of your legacy. The more in alignment you are, the more you vibrate out, and the more you get to see the magic that you're creating. Because people start to come up to you. You're going to work and it'll be 2 days later. Oh my God, you know how you're coming with scones? I thought I'd bring biscuits today. High vibes again. You're showing them. You're leading by example. If you're in my world, you are a leader. You're here to blaze your own trail. You're here to heal yourself and heal others. When you do the journey of yourself, you then have a message to share and then you heal others. Starseed frequency. It's what you're here for. It's a pattern. I see it all day, every day. Thousands of thousands of women in my world. Same shit, different rapper. And I'm your biggest bloody cheerleader. I'm here to remind you of the magic that you hold and why the fuck you're here. So, I just need to share what was on my heart straight out the shower. Literally woken up, ate a banana, drank a glass of water, went and had a shower, sitting here, wet towel, dripping hair, the whole lot. This is what was on my heart. And I know someone needed to hear it. If it was you, thank you. Thank you for tuning into this podcast. And if it aligned, feel free to send it out to someone that needs to hear it. The biggest love to you. And have a magnificent day.